Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Turning to entertainment news, this is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture. Heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
And what have you learned?
Joanne Rogers, pianist and the wife of the late Fred Rogers, has passed away at the age of 92. She, according to Fred Rogers Production, she was a loving partner of Fred Rogers for more than 50 years, and she continued to share their commitment to supporting children and families after his death as chair of the board of Fred Rogers Productions. And honoring Joanne in her own right, she was a brilliant and accomplished musician, a wonderful advocate for the arts, and a dear friend to everyone in the Fred Rogers Productions organization.
The movie, I was just thinking. The
movie, it just came out like last year.
Oh, Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're together. Yes.
Very much so. And glad that they did all the wonderful work that did in the world of television and for children. Lisa Kudrow, who played Phoebe on Friends, has said that she's already pre-shot scenes for the upcoming Friends reunion that is been... been delayed indefinitely. Now, Kudrow clarified what fans can expect from this reunion, saying it's not a reboot. It's not like a scripted thing. We're not portraying our characters. It's us getting together, which just doesn't happen a lot and has never happened in front of other people since 2004. When we stopped, it'll be great.
You know what I wish would come back is her show, The Comeback.
Where that was funny.
Valerie Cherish, yep. Kind of like an Entourage or Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That was funny.
That was such a great show.
Totally. And a little casting news. Cardi B has scored her first leading role in a movie. She's going to star in the comedy Assisted Living. It's being described as a comedy with tremendous heart in the vein of movies like Tootsie, Six, Sister Act, and Mrs. Doubtfire. It's going to follow Amber, played by Cardi B. She's a small-time crook who ends up hiding out in her estranged grandmother's nursing home.
I want we want Marla Gibbs to play her grandmother.
Perfect.
Because she's 89. Mm-hmm. If she wants to have the job, if she's okay with it, you know.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Or Diana Ross could play Cardi's.
Fabulous. Grandma. Oh, mm-hmm. So many casting choices. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all the dirt this hour. For more, check out MyTalk1071.com or download the MyTalk app.